जय गोपी जनवल्लभ जय गिरिवरदारी जय गिरिवरदारी जय जय गोपी जनवल्लभ जय गिरिवरदारी जय गिरिवरदारी जय जय यशोदानन्दन जय व्रज जनरञ्जन जय व्रज जनरञ्जन जय जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुनातीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ जय गिरिवर जय गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ जय गिरिवरदारी जय गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ जयो गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय यशोदानंदन जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय जय यमुना तीरावनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरावनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरावनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती श्री वाइनग्रह सभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन संस्थापकाचार्य विभिटी संस्थापकाचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रह श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय निधाय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Gaurahari. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरद्विषे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा. सो वीड लाइक टू वेलकम यू ऑल इन अवर डेली श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास. टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 7 एंड श्लोका नंबर 45. काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी. सैष भगवान द्रोणः प्रजारूपेण वर्तते तस्यात्मनोर्धं पत्न्यास्ते नान्वदाग् वारिषु कृपी. स एष भगवान् द्रोणः प्रजारूपेण वर्तते तस्यात्मनोर्धं पत्न्यास्ते नान्वगाद् वीरसुकृपी. स एष भगवान् द्रोणः प्रजारूपेण वर्तते तस्यात्मनोर्धं पत्न्यास्ते नान्वगाद् वीरसुकृपी. सैष भगवान् द्रोणः प्रजारूपेण वर्तते तस्यात्मनोर्धं पत्न्यास्ते नान्वगाद् वीरसुकृपी. नान्वगाद् वीरसुकृपी. सैष भगवान् ध्रुवः माताजी प्रजारूपेण वर्तते सुकृते वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग काइंडली रिपीट स ही एषः सर्टेनली भगवान लॉर्ड द्रोणः द्रोणाचार्य प्रजारूपेण इन द फॉर्म ऑफ हिज सन अश्वत्थामा वर्तते इज एग्जिस्टिंग तस्य हिज आत्मनः ऑफ द बॉडी हरदम हाफ पत्नी वाइफ आस्ते लिविंग न नॉट अन्वगात अंडरटूक वीरसु हैविंग द सन प्रेजेंट कृपी द सिस्टर ऑफ कृपाचार्य Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. He, Dronacharya, is certainly still existing, being represented by his son. His wife, Kripi, did not undergo a sati with him because she had a son. Purport. The wife of Dronacharya, Kripi, is the sister of Krupacharya, a devoted wife who is, according to revealed scripture, the better half of her husband, is justified in embracing voluntary death along with her husband if she is without issue. But in the case of the wife of Dronacharya, she did not undergo such a trial because she had her son, the representative of her husband. A widow is a widow only in name if there is a son of her husband existing. So, in either case, Ashwatthama was the representative of Dronacharya, and therefore killing Ashwatthama would be like killing Dronacharya. That was the argument of Draupadi against the killing of Ashwatthama. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande श्री गुरो दीनतारिणम् श्री चैतन्येश्वरम् परमानंद माधवम् असाधुन साधु साकृतिन् अतिनीचोच्चतकर हनामुं चा कदाचिन् प्रेमनामत कंठव्यस्फुर हरे कृष्णा सो आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड वैष्णवास सो दैट आई कैन रिपीट द वर्ड्स व्हाट एवर आई हैव हर्ड from my seniors, my Guru Varga, which can inspire us to practice devotional service and help us to progress and advance to achieve our ultimate goal. So I was in, now this is an interesting chapter as we all are hearing about the chapter entitled as The Son of Drona Punished. And it's so interesting. When we hear the word punishment, we feel elated. Any drama, any movie, any stories. When we clap, and when we whistle, when the hero comes and he beats the villain and take the revenge to the, it concludes. And then we feel, yes, aise hona chahiye, true. And that we feel very happy. Yes, this is the complete drama. If somebody has inflicted some pain, somebody has created some mess with you, and he receives punishment. And this entitled, the Prabhupada has also entitled this chapter, the Drona द सन ऑफ द्रोणा इज पनिश्ड एंड वी आर ऑल्सो वेटिंग कि अरे क्या होगा अभी द्रोणा के सन के साथ क्या होने वाला व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन विद अश्वत्थामा हु हैज सो ब्रूटली किल्ड पांडवास द ब्रदर्स ऑफ द्रौपदी And we all are awaiting. He will be punished severely, just like others were punished. But here, the things happened very differently, and that leaves us speechless. Instead of clapping and whistling, we remain awestruck, seeing the qualities of the devotees here, especially Draupadi. So I was with students, a group of students, and these were like a devotee kids, 40 of them were there in the class. And I asked them a very interesting question. I asked them, which are the personalities inspires you from Mahabharata and Ramayana? So many students, they spoke, Arjuna is my hero. Somebody says, Hanumanji is my hero. And they were describing different qualities, why they liked them. And few of them also said that Karna is our hero. These are devotee children. So I digested, well, okay, no problem. They are children. They can have a choice whom to choose. One student said Duryodhan. So my switch got off. Achha, Duryodhan. And yesterday Yugavatar Prabhu was saying, Chuko mat Chauhan. So I was thinking, Chuk gaya Chauhan. Ki yaar, chalo, somebody may glorify karna ki are kya friendship tha uska and all this thing. But Duryodhan. So I was asking him, why Duryodhan? Then he revealed. And then I felt relief. What he revealed? What not to do? That Duryodhana is teaching. Then I will, right track. Chauhan chuka nahi. And then amongst in that group, one student, only one, that student said, my hero is Draupadi. And I asked, why Draupadi is your hero? And that student replied, because she had a faith in Krishna. And that is what comes out in this chapter. What the fabric Draupadi was made of. This divine qualities she is made of. And here, and in future verses, all these six qualities, what she displayed in this episode. The episode which started with harsh speech, hurting each other with the speech. Where this episode started? Drona hurting Dronacharya with the speech. And then this revenge, taking revenge from what has happened, starts. Then Dronacharya feels insulted. He trains the powerful warriors who defeats Drupada. He insulted Drupada. Then Drupada, feeling insulted, he performs yajna. And in that yajna, he begets the children, Drishtadyumna and Draupadi. A son who can kill Dronacharya and a daughter who can marry the most charming person, Arjuna. So Draupadi was born along with Drishtadyumna. And obviously, now, when Drishtadyumna killed Dronacharya, then Ashwatthama wanted to take revenge. killing Drishtadyumna. And it so happened, just see the destiny, Ashwatthama happened to kill even the sons of Draupadi, who was also the daughter of his so-called enemy, Drupada. And now, destiny has brought another twist in the life of Draupadi. Now, Draupadi, at the end, where she can punish Ashwatthama. But now, which course she is adopting? That is exemplified in this episode. Actually, it's not that the Drona, the son of Drona is punished. Actually, here, the glories of Draupadi has been revealed. And so many foolish people in the land of India, they make so many comments on Draupadi. They try to pull her down from her glorious position and try to make her to be villain, to be arrogant lady, to proud lady. Dekho, she has become mad with the opulences. And whatever she has received in her life is justified. But this episode, this chapter, is a tight slap on such people's face who say that Draupadi was arrogant, Draupadi was proud of her beauty. This chapter brings out her glories, that how great she was. And not only this incident, but throughout her life, she was exemplifying these qualities, which are extra extraordinary. A little bit here there in our life, we get disturbed with so much with that incident. Kisi ne kuch ek galat shabd keh diya. And we keep fantasizing revenge against that thing. It disturbs whole of our life. One incident can disturb. One harsh speech can disturb. But here, what she is exemplifying is really extraordinary. There are three incidences explained in the Shastras. How people reacted when something unusual happened to them. The first example Srimad Bhagavatam gives about, this comes in a sixth canto, that where the son of Kritadyuti, the most dear son, he was poisoned. And the son was dead. When the news goes to Kritadyuti, she drowned in the sorrows. And in that condition, she starts blaming the Daiva. That you are so childish in your activities. You do not understand that when parents are living and the children are dying, how are you managing? So she started blaming the Daiva. And in the same episode of Mahabharata, we come across Gandhari. She was a dharmic lady. Aise nahi ki kabhi, although surrounded by so many irreligious people around her, but she always tried to follow dharma. And in her life, what we see that when her sons got killed in the battle of Kurukshetra, and she received this news, she became so bereaved of hearing that news. And she went through such an agony. She wanted to release that pain by cursing Pandavas. But somehow or other Krishna understood that plot and he went, instead of Pandavas going to meet Gandhari, Krishna goes. And what Gandhari says to Krishna? The pain which I am going through in my life is unbearable. So I curse you, Krishna, that you should also go through the same pain, seeing your near and dear ones getting killed. So she also wanted, Gandhari means she also became a irreligious in cursing Krishna. Although she followed Dharma, but to take up what has come, although her children were not so innocent children, ki are, means they generally say, na, dudh se dhuye hue, na, dudh se dhule hue. What they have done throughout their life, everyone knows. Even Gandhari knew. But still, she could not contain herself and cursed Krishna. So what she wanted, Kim, I went through a pain, you should also go through the pain. And here we come across this episode of Draupadi, where her five sons are brutally killed, sleeping. And another day, Akinjan Krishna Prabhu gave a nice understanding how they were killed. And the culprit has brought in front of her. And what she is thinking? She is not thinking about her own pain. Here, she is thinking the pain what the mother of Dronacharya will go through if we kill Ashwatthama, Droni. What will she go through? And it's very difficult when you are in pain to experience others' pain. Is toughest, hardest thing in this world. Therefore, the one lesson we can understand in this episode is that generally we can teach what we know. Based on our knowledge, we can teach people. But one can reproduce only what they are when situation arises. So your character, your qualities will come out when such situations, when we are put in such circumstances. So teaching is very easy because we have to know something. But to reproducing those qualities. So here, what Draupadi is doing is reproducing what the fabric she is made of. And this is what so charming and so attractive about her. It's very difficult to follow. And no matter who we are in this world, the world behave same. Isn't it? Whether we are a devotee of the Lord or whether non-devotees or not devotees. The nature of the world remains the same. The way it acts. I remember just before lockdown, we were searching our base. And a base means a place where students stay together, devotee students who want to chant, who want to practice devotional service, who want to have prasadam, who want to follow regulative principles. So we create places like this where they can come together and practice devotional service. So we were in need of one base, one place where we can rent it and have that place. So me and one of the student, they were searching, and after a long search, toiling, we got a very nice place. And generally we have a criteria, the place should be close to the college where we are having our students. It should have a nice ambience so that they can study and they can practice. And it should not create noise to others also, or the others should not complain. So all those criteria, and moreover, this place, what we were getting, without brokerage. So this is like a sone pe suhaga, you know. And it's such a great opportunity we were getting. So I was dealing with the owner. I was telling, acha, thoda bargain. And in India, you can't take anything without bargain. So we were bargaining, and also everything was settled. The day of deal came. So we called third person, the lawyer, and all other things. Everything was like going on. And only one thing happened. Now the owner was sitting, me and the student was sitting, and the person who was doing our agreement, that person was sitting. And only one thing we said to the owner, that at one place there was light, and another place there was little dim, means there was some darkness over there. So what we said to the owner, that one thing we can do, that we should change this light from this place to this place. Only this thing we said. And suddenly, what happened to that owner, we did not understand. That owner started yelling and shouting at us. Bula, you useless guys, why have you come? Why have you entered in our home? Get lost from this home. Get lost. I don't want to see your face. And we were struck. Bula, are, kya ho gaya isko? Sirf ek light change karne ko bula. And I felt so insulted. Bula, get lost from my, don't step a single, I mean, I don't want to see your face. I was like, I was fuming like anything. Main bola, yaar, isko yahi par hi de dun ek. Isn't it? But I thought, are yaar. And the boy was there with me. He was also speechless. Ki yaar, kya karu? Prabhu ji ko control karu ki isko control karu? I really felt insulted. I wanted to do something over there. But she said, get lost, again and again. Twice, thrice, she was saying. I reluctantly left that place. And I was thinking, yaar, ye jo cheez main dhoond raha tha, I was thinking, hey, the thing which I was searching is not for me. Mujhe to wahan pe rehna nahi tha. What we were going to do there? The boys who wanted to practice Krishna consciousness. Unke liye ye place kar raha, unke liye place hum le rahe the. And everything what we were checking, and what I asked her, ki sirf change kar do. Ye jo yahan par jo light hai, wo bulb yahan se idhar, andhera jahan par hai, wahan par laga do. Only one thing. And she blasted, in front of that, abhi akele mein hota to koi baat alag hoti. Abhi in front of that external person. So that infuriated me more. But some or other, I tolerated. I was thinking then, ki yaar, aise hona chahiye. Ki abhi iska jo flat hai, I was thinking, this flat should not be rented anytime. She should suffer financial losses. And I miss, abhi, something should come out na. The thing, miss, in this world, it's so wired, you know, even if you are practicing, so it naturally comes out what you are. I was thinking, it should happen in a way that it should suffer, she should suffer. Or main track kar raha tha ki ye rent pe gaya ki nahi gaya. I was tracking that. And I was always asking, hey, ja, I was asking that student, ja ke dekh jara wo rent pe gaya ki nahi gaya. So 2 months I felt really relieved. Ki wo 2 mahina na wo rent pe gaya hi nahi. No, let's see. Whom she insulted, now she will understand. Huh? And when we come across this episode where she is, and to tell you another thing, फिर बाद में lockdown हो गया and in lockdown nobody took on that trend. And I felt dekha. So 2 years the flat did not go on rent and I was feeling now I'm happy. But the thing is, the 2 years I was caring, अरे Krishna, you're right. And I know you take care of your devotees. The thing, it's miss, that is what, you know, when you squeeze a person, what comes out is this explained over here. And the world behaves in the same way. I was in a Zabron, I was thinking she was be very, the owner should be very polite. She should deal very nicely. It's not that. And she must be knowing ki I want to cheat her and all those things. But without any cause, without anything, and we were giving same price what she was asking. Not much bargaining. But still, why this happened? But here, in this episode, we see that how Draupadi is reacting to this situation. So either we are on the good side or bad side. World is going to behave the way it is. The world is dukkhalaya for everyone. Injustices, exploitation. Of course, we should not just keep thinking, "Arey, no, this is the world, and we somebody is exploiting. Let that person exploit." No, there should be a proper addressing to such issues. But the point what we want to say is that it is our choices that determines whether we build or we destroy our peace. Because the world is going to behave the same. It's a dukkhalaya. It's miserable. So being a devotee, we cannot expect. Here, the same thing happened with the Draupadi. That her sons, although is what she has to see in her life. If you read Mahabharata and what she described about her disrobing, it's so heart-touching. How can this happen? What she has to go through, what she has to see. So many times she was like, she was about to get kidnapped. She forgave Jayadrath, who tried to kidnap her. Now here, she is forgiving Ashwatthama. And on what basis? Her arguments, which Yudhishthir Maharaj is going to explain how, what things she used in a future verses you should listen. But here, she is presenting a very beautiful argument. She is using word Bhagavan Drona to describe Drona. Now, Drona is the same person who killed, or who is the one, the cause of her distress. Uske life mein, means whatever she has gone through now, Drona is the cause. Because Drona trained Arjuna and all the warriors to take revenge. But here, what she chose to see Drona has given this celestial knowledge to my husband, Arjuna. Arjuna became victorious because the knowledge which Drona had given him. Now she tried to focus on the positive what Drona had given. Bhagwan, not only she is using some ordinary word, she is using Bhagwan Drona. Means such a respect she is showing to Drona. And that Drona is there, available. Although he has been killed in the war, but he is available in the form of a son. Because father lives in the form of a son. And not only that, she again invoke another relationship. Arey, patni hai. The wife of Dronacharya. She will suffer. And third word she used in this shloka is Krupi. Another relationship she is invoking. The emotions of that relationship. The Acharya, Kulguru of Kurus is Krupacharya. So what she is saying, Draupadi is saying, see, the one who is going to suffer, we might kill Ashwatthama, but the suffering, who is going to suffer throughout her life is Kripi, the sister of our Kulguru, Krupacharya. So in all sorts, she is trying to invoke emotions in the heart of Arjuna, not to punish. And she is giving this argument based on Dharma. So to get right decision or to choose something right, what we need is doesn't come accidentally. Taking right decision or doing something right, it doesn't come accidentally. So this thing has not come accidentally to Draupadi. Making right choices comes only when there is a Sukriti, a pious deed. Second thing is discrimination, vivek, the spiritual intelligence. And third thing is kripa, mercy of our acharyas or gurus. Then this right course of action is taken care. Otherwise, we fall for what is natural instinct, generally it is said, is to us. And therefore, for us, what we need is training our emotions. That is the crucial part in the practitioner's life when we are living in this world. Our external habits are easy to change. And hum agar bahar kuch gal, agar hum der se uth rahe, toh we can manage. We can bend those habit. We can train ourselves in changing our external habits. But it is very difficult to train our emotions. It is like strengthening or straightening, hai na, kutte ki pooch ko seedha karne ke saman hai. Training our emotions are like that difficult. And that is what I experienced, you know, when I told that episode. It's very difficult to train our emotions. So, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy to train our emotion. But it is going to be worth it. Why not try? It will be worthful. And that is what Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter. अद्वैष्टा सर्वभूतानां मैत्रकरुणा एवच निर्ममो निरहंकार समदुख सुख क्षमी. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he in his purport explanation about this shloka, he writes that devotees are well wisher to everyone. They does not hate those, even those who hate them. Why? Because of these two qualities, nirmamo, nirahankara. Because they do not have this concept of I and mine. Nirmamo, nirahankara. And therefore, Prabhupada could write, you are evil well-wisher. To write, you are ever well-wisher is not so easy task. Is not so easy thing. One time, a book distributor, because book marathon is coming up and we should understand the importance of these books, what Prabhupada has given to all of us. So, one big book distributor was distributing books and he handed over Bhagavad Gita to one person. And this person was going through the book, looking. He took out his binoculars or magnifying glass. And he was reading with that magnifying glass. And the book distributor became happy. Ki yaar yaar itna prem se pad raha hai to mera ek book gaya. Means ek score mein add ho gaya. So he was feeling very happy. And after some time, this person gave back the book. And book distributor said, he said, no, I don't want. And this startled the book distributor. You were for last so much time, few minutes, you were so carefully reading, with taking out your magnifying glass and reading. I thought you must be taking. So he did not take the book, but he gave the donation to the book distributor. But then why are you giving one donation? So he said, the person who was watching, who was seeing that book, he said that by profession, I am a calligrapher. And I read people's signature. And for last few minutes, I was reading the signature of this person who has written. If you see, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ka signature. And that person, after seeing that signature, I understand the person is not ordinary. This person is going to create revolution in the world. And therefore, I am trying to help the mission what he has started by donating. So this is a Prabhupada. To be ever well-wisher. And these books are creating that revolution in the world. Transforming so many hearts. People are trying so hard to train their emotions. And devotees are finding it possible. Which is impossible by following the teachings of Prabhupada or Acharyas. Even a person who thought ki it's impossible to change oneself, they are able to follow, they are able to change this most difficult task of training their emotions. So just like companies, they give I card to an employee to identify them. Are ye hamara aadmi hai. So they have a designs. Every team has their jersey design particularly. You can understand this is Mumbai Indians, this is Royal Challengers and all those things, isn't it? India team, Pakistan team. So similarly, a devotee has an I card. His I card is these qualities. What Krishna talks about. Forgiveness, tolerance, humility, non-enviousness. This is I card. Krishna says, is this I card with you or not? And then Krishna accept that person, his own. And here, what we see, Krishna, why accepted Pandavas? Why Draupadi is a sakhi of Krishna. Because of this. So how do we do that? How to train our emotions? So there is a beautiful episode in Ramayana. I'll take just 2-3 minutes. So when Lord Ram and Lakshman, they had gone to, like, along with Mother Sita, they had gone to exile in Vanvas. And here, Bharat Maharaj, Bharatji had come back, and when he understood everything is like destroyed, Ram has been sent to the forest in exile. So now he decides to come to Lord Ram, request him and take him back to the Ayodhya. So when Bharat, along with his mothers and with a big troop, whole sena, with whole army, he comes to Chitrakoot. Lakshmanji sees from a distance, ki are, Bharatji, Bharat has come. And he becomes angry. His eyes turn red. And he starts lashing. Understanding Bharat has some ill intentions, he has come to kill Ram. So he comes down, he sees from a hilltop, he comes down from that hilltop and faces Lord Ram, and he says to Lord Ram that today that culprit has come with his army. He is not satisfied just sending you for 14 years. Now I am going to kill this culprit, Bharat. What he thinks? Has he not understood my power? Has he not understood my prowess? And he speaks all those things, and Lord Ram calmly hears. Are, ha, ha. And then, after hearing those words, Lord Ram putting his hand on the shoulder of Lakshmanji, and he says, Lakshman, has Bharat did anything wrong to you? Lakshmanji said, no. Then why you are so angry at him? Cool down. He has not done any harm to you. And don't you know that he also loves me? He also has the same affection towards me as much as you have. So why are you so much angry at him? And I know Bharat has not come for that reason. Bharat must have come to offer. He must be feeling mortified of his mother's activities, and he wanted to give back the kingdom. For that reason he must have come. Still, Lakshmanji did not feel cool and calm. Then, still Lord Ram continues. He says, are you feeling disturbed the austerities you are bearing in the forest? Because of that irritation is taking place, and therefore you are becoming angry at Bharat. Ki main idhar austerity kar raha hu aur ye Bharat enjoy kar raha hai Ayodhya mein. When that thing Lakshmanji heard, ki are, I am irritated because of austerities I have to perform here and Bharatji is enjoying there. So immediately he cools down. And his cooling becomes more embarrassing when he sees that same Bharat had come with this intention to give his whole kingdom to Lord Ram, and he wanted to take him back. So he feels more embarrassed. Ki are, maine kitna galat judge kiya. So after everyone leaves, then Lakshmanji asks Lord Ram, why I am so short-tempered? Lakshmanji secretly asked, means it is there in the Ramayana, why I am so short-tempered? So Lord Ram says that, because you are emotional. Hey, emotions, they overpower your rational. आपका इंटेलिजेंस को ओवरपावर करने की शक्ति इमोशंस में होती है, एंड देयरफॉर टुडे दैट इमोशंस आर एक्सप्लॉइटेड अ लॉट. सो नाउ लॉर्ड राम सेज दैट because you're emotional. So then Lakshmanji asked this question, is emotions bad? Means, are emotions bad? So one should not be emotional. So immediately, Lord Ram says, actually, emotions are not at all bad. Emotions are ornaments of life. But we need to choose the emotions that brings out our higher self than the lower side. We have to choose emotions which brings our higher side. So those emotions one need to choose when we are going through life, which brings out higher. And here that has been exemplified in the character of Draupadi. And another, in another episode where Bharat and Shatrughna, now in Ayodhya, the counterpart of Lakshmanji was Shatrughna. He was also boiling. At whom? At Manthara. Because she was the culprit who had created all this upheaval in the Ayodhya. So one day, she was dancing and having a very naya kapda, you know, like festivities. So that day, Shatrughna sees her and becomes infuriated. And he grabs her about to kill. And Kaikeyi is watching. Now she is going. And Bharat is also watching. So Kaikeyi pleads to Bharat, "Arey, do something." And immediately, Bharat, he stops Shatrughna and says, "Stop, Shatrughna. What you are feeling, I am feeling much more than that. You just want to kill Manthara? I want to kill Manthara and our mother also, Kaikeyi. Not only Manthara. But what can I do? If I kill these ladies, the object of our pleasure, Lord Ram, will be displeased. So I don't want to perform that activity, which will displease Lord Ram. And therefore, I am not expressing. I am not taking those actions. I am not giving to those emotions which will foil our plan to bring back Ram to the Ayodhya." So then immediately Shatrughna also leaves Manthara and he chooses the emotions to love Ram, or that emotions to love, to please Lord Ram, than to displease him with the actions what he is performing. So similarly, when we are in the association of the devotees, we should also think that what will please Krishna? My behavior towards other Vaishnavas, other living entities, is going to displease Krishna. And what we generally, when we go in front of Krishna and we pray, "Krishna, please give me taste in holy name." And hum jaate bhagwan ke samne, I'm really very struggling, a struggling heart. But Krishna is asking us, "Are you behaving properly with my tadiyas, with my devotees? If you are not playing your part, are you going to get the test in the holy name?" So here, what we are seeing is a very highest platform. Of course, we all are practitioner and we should aspire to that, reach that platform. And that makes Krishna accept devotees, love devotees. Why he loves devotees so much? Because of these qualities displayed by his devotees. So I would like to stop here. Before I summarize, if anybody has any question, they can ask me after I summarize this class today. Basically, we discussed about people can produce those things only what they are, not what they have, they know. That principle we saw in the life of Draupadi, how Gandhari produced certain things. Krutadyuti is example I gave, and Draupadi here, what she reproduced. Another thing we discussed about how this world is equal to everyone. It's not whether I am a great devotee or small devotee or not devotee. The response to such situation, you know, it's we have very little control what happens to us. But we can choose how to respond. That is in our control. And to how to respond correctly, rightly, it comes only when we are backed with three things. Sukriti, good deeds in the previous life, in the previous active and in our previous life. Second thing is discrimination, vivek, intelligence, what we receive, hearing scriptures, association of the devotees. And third thing is blessings from the seniors, devotees, Vaishnavas. Then only we can make the right choice. And third thing, what we discussed about how to train our emotions. Man is not only rational, but also more than rational is emotional animal. You know, human beings are. And emotions, they take over on our life. So how to channelize emotions? That we discussed in the episode of how Bharat and Lord Ram training. We have to choose higher emotions over lower emotions. I would like to stop here. If anybody has any question, they can feel to ask, or we can end here. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. So you mentioned example of Jayadrath and Ashwatthama. So Draupadi forgave both, but both in return did harm to Pandavas only. Like in case of Jayadrath, he also took a revenge, and Abhimanyu got killed, and even Ashwatthama
after that,
he tried to kill Parikshit Maharaj. So was that what Draupadi she forgave? So was that correct, or she could have like punished?
Actually, now this is a very interesting thing, that they created problem afterwards, after forgiving. Yes. So that lesson they learnt. They killed Jayadrath. Then Arjuna did not, because Arjuna is the one who stopped. Actually, when Jayadrath was caught, Bhima was going to punch him and kill him there only. But Arjuna reminded Bhima that, hey, what Yudhishthira had said, ki don't kill him, bring her alive. And the same Arjuna kills Jayadrath. So definitely we have to see who is the culprit doing the things. If that person is habituated doing the same things, so we have to take a correct actions. Then the such thing, the very nice conversation happens between Bali Maharaj and Prahlad. This is there in Mahabharata. So Bali Maharaj asks, which one is better, ikshama or danda, punishment? And what Prahlad Maharaj replies, you know, Prahlad Maharaj says, neither danda, neither daya. Both are not great. Means, what he is saying, both are not great. Why? Because sometimes people may misuse your forgiveness. And sometimes somebody might excessively punish someone. Offense is small, but they will go overboard for punishing that offense. So appropriate thing should be accepted as per the situation, as per the person. And that course has been taken by... Now, again, if you see another episode, Now here, because Ashwatthama was Brahman, he was the son of, and therefore these arguments she was giving. In case of Parikshit Maharaj, he was also innocent in one sense, isn't it? And the punishment what Sringi gave, which was much more higher. But still, what Parikshit Maharaj chose? See, why to just get into that? This sharp has come, Dvija sharp rupo. You have Krishna has come in the form of a sharp. So let me accept that. So that one, there are different levels how you deal with. It's not the same to everyone. So one needs to take guidance. One has to also be in the association, hear scriptures properly. Which action to be taken when? So Prabhupada, when devotees were beaten while book distribution, ek bar ho gaya, that means once happened, twice happened. Prabhupada said, devotee, the powerful devotees, they took and they beat the fellow who was beating. And when this went to Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, very good. This is how, when somebody is disturbing your preaching activities, when somebody is disturbing your devotional service, then proper action should be taken. So it's not same in all the cases. Is that answers your question, Prabhu? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare Hare.